Time for the Perryman Report on TSN. The Federal Reserve is now considering the potential impact of climate change on monetary policy. Dr. Perryman says the issue does deserve some attention.
We've modeled this very carefully. Other people have too. Any way you look at it realistically, even allowing for new discoveries and allowing for different levels of expansion and that sort of thing, it looks like for a long, long time into the future, at least 75% of our fuel in the world is going to have to come from fossil fuels. And at the same time, we are going to have to deal with some very severe climate issues. Now, what that suggests is that we need to let markets work and have people create new and better ways to burn hydrocarbons more efficiently and with less environmental consequences. We've already made some strides in that area. There are certainly more strides that can be made. It's not the advanced world that's driving energy demand. It's the emerging countries of the world. So climate change is important. It's going to affect every policy we have in the future. But we also have to look to technology for effective solutions. For the Texas State Network, I'm Ray Perryman.